Good morning. Today is Friday, September 17th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 71 degrees. In our top story, 9 years after the murder of UNC student Faith Hedgepeth, the Chapel Hill Police Department arrested a suspect in her death. A 28-year-old Durham man has been charged with first-degree murder. Police did not release any details about the arrest, suspect, or what his relationship was to the college student. Authorities said DNA evidence proved invaluable in locating a suspect, with over 200 samples analyzed to rule out suspects. A match was made Wednesday to a DNA profile from the original crime scene. Hedgepeth's parents said they are relieved to know a suspect has been caught and hopes it helps investigators find out what happened to their daughter. The suspect has his first appearance in court today. In education news, UNC system officials and leaders of the individual system campuses have faced consistent pressure from some faculty and students to implement a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. But top leaders have not pushed for that, saying they don't have the authority. UNC system president Peter Hans defended the system's position that it cannot legally require a COVID-19 vaccine at this time. He would not say whether he would want to mandate vaccines for students and employees if he could. However, many private universities in North Carolina, including Duke University, require students to be vaccinated. Meredith College in Raleigh announced it will require vaccines for the spring 2022 semester now that the Pfizer vaccine has received full FDA approval. In health news, North Carolina's top health official told the Union County School Board that it needs to rescind a new policy that eliminates COVID-19 quarantine measures. Otherwise, they may face legal action to protect the public's health. Dr. Mandy Cohen, Secretary of the state's Health Department, wrote school officials to urge them to reconsider a decision that goes against standard public health practices. It is unclear whether the school board will make any change in policy before Cohen's 5 p.m. Friday deadline. In business news, a popular pizza restaurant in Carborough no longer will serve alcohol to give diners a more mindful environment. Instead, Coronado Pizza will serve sodas and alcohol-free cocktails. Coronado's move follows a growing interest in restaurants making space for non-alcoholic drinks. But while many restaurants carve out space for non-alcoholic drinks on menus, Coronado is a rarity in removing alcohol completely. And finally, 10 years after winning American Idol, Scotty McCreery is releasing his 5th studio album today, and he's coming back home to celebrate in Garner. McCreery is releasing the album Same Truck. He will perform at a Garner restaurant today at noon and then at South Garner High School at 5 p.m. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.